I do want to say one thing before we get to the meat of it. Mm-hmm. Ew. Pause. You guys, I miss saying that. I believe I just... So there's been a couple of things that have happened in my absence. One of them is that I believe I deserve some flowers for the call on Timothée Chalamet.
What? Which call?
Are you kidding me?
We have completely... Liz, you don't understand how much has changed. We like Timmy now.
Oh, you're flipping on it.
We love Timmy.
This is the contrarian streak.
Timmy is one of the greatest actors of this or any generation.
Here we go.
But no, you were right. Great. You agreed with the big man, with the little Eichmanns down there at the Oscars that denied Timothée Chalamet his dues.
That whole thing was so funny. I agree with the people who watched that movie and were like, I don't think it's that great of a performance.
I didn't see it.
I thought it was okay.
I'm just saying I wanted to collect on that because I didn't get a chance. Yeah. All of the other stuff that has happened in my absence, don't really care about.
I will say this right now to listeners out there. If you were thinking of buying a gun because you're afraid about the state of the world, it's too fucking late. It's too fucking late. I'm sorry. All the shit that they needed to make fucking bullets, all the shit that they needed to actually literally make the steel that is hammered down into the barrels that is put into guns, are put into guns. That shit, you have missed the boat. That shit is about to go up 5,000%.
You can't even get high on helium now.
No, it's ridiculous, dude. Is the helium markets fucked up too?
Oh, yeah. There's not going to
be any helium. There goes birthday.
No birthdays.
There goes fucking birthday. And that affects the cake market, obviously.
Obviously. We're going to have to... It's going to be cupcakes for everyone's birthday now.
If you're
nobody
lucky.
Likes that.
It's gonna be like oat shit. What did they eat during
World War II? We can't have oats.
There's no oats. There's not. That is actually.
Have you looked at oat futures?
There is no oat future. People don't understand. Futures markets are gone.
Yeah, that's called the past now.
You're betting on what it could have been if things hadn't cascaded this bad. This is seriously actually. I will say this. You've been predicting doom for maybe the past 6 years on this show. It has finally arrived and it's worse than I could have predicted.
I think that that's not fair because we did get COVID.
I got it like 6 times.
We had a COVID moment. Then we had, you know, actually in the course of this show, we've had COVID. I was thinking about this in my many sleepless nights that I've had. We had COVID. That was crazy. Uh-huh. And... January, February of 2020, we were like, this COVID thing's going to be kind of a big thing. Yeah. And people were like, I don't know, whatever. COVID thing. Then we had all the disruptions in 2022 with the Russian invasion. Then we had Liberation Day.
Yep.
All of this, very quaint in comparison to what seems to be happening. And yet, in the U.S., we're a bit isolated. We got a little bit of some time, similar to COVID, before it kind of rolls and hits us.
I know. And it's weird because with COVID, I guess you could really understand, like, okay, what should I do? Buy toilet paper? You know, start investing in streaming services, Quibi, things like that.
Sure. Start a podcast.
With what's going to happen now, I don't know exactly like what to do, what advice to give people, what to do myself. You know, if you were, yeah, it's just, I don't know. I mean, I'm seeing oil might go up like 300-400% by then.
If they let it, yeah.
I don't really understand the toilet paper thing.
What do you mean?
Like in general for your life?
Just like, no, I use toilet paper, but like, I don't get stockpiling toilet paper. It just seems like low on the priority list, but people always go crazy about toilet paper.
Well, never underestimate the general intelligence of the American public.
Yeah, also.
Just don't get why that's so important.
You
gotta
wipe, because you just really gotta wipe your ass, I think. I mean,
I just jump in the shower.
That went, all right. Well, that's not.
If I didn't have toilet paper, that's what I would do.
The whole family?
I don't have a family.
He's a family of one.
Yeah, I mean, my view. I don't know. Trump says that they're going to reopen the strait.
Trump doesn't. Can I say something?
Absolutely.
Trump, what is with everyone in this fucking media, from the only like slightly critical journalists right now are just, like the FT actually, but everyone else is like, well, Trump tweeted this. It's like, Trump doesn't know what the fuck is going on. That man is Brandoning. It's crazy that like Rubio and Vance are nowhere. Nobody wants to own this. They're trotting out Scott Bessent as if he knows fucking anything. And Trump is just tweeting random shit based on like a highlight reel that Hegseth is giving him of strikes that like aren't fucking doing shit.
Do you remember when Hegseth was giving those morning briefings when he's like coming out there? Like, we conducted 18 kinetic incidents upon, you know, this target and this target and this installation here. The kinetic speak has gone. We're not doing kinetic speak anymore. Now it's sort of just like there's scrums around Trump on Air Force One where he's like, you know, there's a new gay Ayatollah. Have you been following this?
I've been following more of the fake Pakistani talks. Have you seen that shit? Where Pakistan basically stepped in and was like, okay, we're going to orchestrate fake talks to try to help out our friends in the United States. And Trump is just like going along with it, even though everyone is like, that's not happening. That's not real.
Where the fuck is the Board of Peace?
First of all, it's Board of Peace.
Yes. Sorry, that is my bad on that.
Second of all, great fucking question. I think that's being bombed right now. Unfortunately, the headquarters were in an oil field in Saudi Arabia.
I know. Which, by the way, there goes our merch. All that shit was in Qatar. But seriously, I don't know. My view is that the GCC states that are getting bombed.
Everyone loves saying GCC now, by the way.
Yeah, it feels good. Saying. It makes you feel like you're really paying attention.
It does. It does.
And there's like a few words that you can learn, including GCC. That
escalation,
really
escalation. The escalation ladder.
Yeah, the escalation ladder. And I'm like, stop talking about Karg Island. It's not about Karg Island.
Oh my God.
You land
Karg,
a few guys
the
there,
Karg
so what?
Cope is crazy.
What? And you keep, Liz, at CPAC, all these people I talked to were like, well, you know, I'm against boots on the ground. Karg Island's okay. 1 week ago, I go back in time. I put a gun to your head. I can't afford the bullets anymore, but let's say, put a gun to your head. I say, tell me what Karg Island is. You'd be like, well, I don't know. Now you're saying just
the Karg Cope is crazy.
It's crazy. I feel like we're so far in this now that there just is no turning back.
No, there's no taco. I love all these people that think there's a taco. There's never a taco. The U.S. is lost. It's over. The question is just how bad is it going to be? And no one really knows. But the thing is that I'm not actually back early to talk about the collapse of the petrodollar potential or the biggest oil crisis in world history or what's up with the Chinese, which I think we still have a lot of questions there.
Quite inscrutable.
I'm actually back because it's time to tell my birth story. Jeffrey Epstein.